Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I want to talk about workplace culture. Back in, just a few months ago, we all had a workplace culture. And it was fairly obvious, it was visible, or certainly the visible aspect of it were the behaviours that we saw between people, good or bad. That was the culture we had in our organisations. And, you know, there wasn't a culture across the organisation. You found just migrating or moving from floor to floor or department to function, there were microcultures. So our organizational cultures were made up of these microcultures, but you knew, you could sense the culture, how things got done around here. And here we are now in a totally different world. We are not sat together in meetings. We are not interacting with each other physically. We have a level of detachment. So we're sat at home now. The nearest we get to anybody is a video conference call. And even when we come back to work, I think things will change in terms of our workplace cultures. So here we are in a place of, I guess, no man's land. What we knew of our cultures is gone. It's completely gone. We have this safety net in a way where we're sat at home. And if someone's rude, the most it can be is via email or a video conference call, but certainly not face to face. And I think that makes a difference when someone's rude to, or someone's behaviors are inappropriate right in front of you. So what's happened to our workplace cultures, and what happens to them now going forward? Previously, we were reliant on physically the visible aspects of what people were doing and how they were behaving, good, bad, or indifferent, and whether that was aligned to our values or not. And now, what do we have to go on? So I came across a really good quote by Rita Mae Brown, the American writer. And she said, "Language is the roadmap of a culture. It tells you where its people have come from and where they're going." And I think now more than ever, the language we're going to be using is more important than the actual physical behaviors we might exhibit or see of people. I mean, let's face it, what's the most we're going to see of anyone is the headshot and their voice. It's the words we're using, both in our emails, in our communication, verbal communication, on video calls. That's going to become a more significant proportion of our culture. And is that what I think as leaders and managers we need to focus on? What's the culture we want to create within that? There's the aspect of mission and value, mission and vision, which I think is going to need exploring in the new world that we see. And I think there's a level of groundedness, a level of authenticity in the world today from where we were before with COVID and then this pandemic and with everything that people have suffered. I think there's a level of realism in the world today. We know now, if we didn't know it already, the people who really add value to the world, the healthcare workers, the key workers, the shop workers, the people who kept the world revolving when so many people couldn't get involved and get in and help. So I think there's an acceptance and a realism in the world today. And I think that realism now is being brought, that lens of realism is being brought to the corporate world to say, these values were pointless. This mission and vision, they're just words. What do they really mean? And I think companies are going to need to reevaluate their identity in all of this. Who are we really? And we're doing it as individuals. I think most people are sat at home thinking, what life have I created and what life did I want to create? And I think organizations are going to need to do this too. So there's the strategic clarity of the mission and the vision, which I think organizations are going to need to review. But then the other side of it is the organizational culture. What does that now look like when the physical behaviors aren't that important? It's actually the words we use. So leaders, managers, communication. What sort of communication have we got? And what do we want to create? I was reflecting on a conversation I had with somebody, and it was about, it got me thinking about pessimists and optimists. and whether some of these battle lines that we draw, whether it's Brexit, whether it's something else, aren't so much about the topics themselves, but about some people who are optimists and some people who are pessimists. And both points of view are valid, but both points of view then get frustrate the other. And I think we need to find a way of not being overly optimistic in a place that will rile up the pessimists, or certainly people who are concerned about the future, but also not be overly pessimistic about the future, when that can in itself lead to added pessimism. So it's trying to find the right balance between the language we use so that we can keep people engaged, focused on what we can do. One thing we do know is experts don't have all the answers. We think this and we think that, but nobody really knows, and we're having to work our way through this. So language, what sort of language are you using? What sort of language are people using in emails? What sort of language are they using in Zoom calls and you know, Microsoft Teams and whatever else? And start to examine it. What is it telling us about the story we're telling ourselves, about the picture we're painting, or where we think we're at? And let's start to craft the culture we want to have in the organization. The other thing is, it's worth just reflecting on within your teams now, virtually, whether the values still make sense. These words that were plastered all over walls and the backs of toilets and the escalators, actually, what do they mean now when I'm sat at home and you're sat at home? How do we bring these values to life in a way that is a digital interface that we're all using? So it might be worth taking a bit of time out with a team to explore the values and the behaviors that align to them now, as opposed to the behaviors we were told align to them in organizations. So just worth thinking about workplace culture. What do we have now, and what do we want to create? And this is a golden opportunity to do that, albeit under very, very extreme situations. So once again, that quote from Rita May Brown: language is the roadmap of a culture. It tells you where its people have come from and where they're going. Where are we going? The final thing I want to talk about is very, very quickly, it relates to uncertainty and culture and what have you. This is probably more relating to the business owners out there, but certainly I found myself, when all of this started, in a real confused state. I couldn't understand what the future was going to bring. And, you know, for those of you who know me, I've got this engineering mindset. I need to work things out. I need to understand. And I got to a stage where I resigned myself to the fact that I'm not going to understand. It wasn't a pessimistic approach. It was actually, I realized, we've just celebrated our fifth birthday earlier this month. And when I set the company up, there were no guarantees. It was complete uncertainty. And it was fearful. I remember the first 3 months of work thinking, what have I done? And here we are now, and we still have uncertainty. And I think it's just part and parcel of life. So I think we need to, rather than focus too much on the future, try and deal with every day as it comes. So workplace cultures, what are you going to make your workplace culture like? In this new digital world, what can it become? And how do you get the whole team involved? I will leave that with you. Workplace Cultures, Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you at the next podcast. Take care. Thank you very much.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.